Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name is David Gibson, and this week's show is on gratitude and appreciation, the sound of gratitude and appreciation, and the energy of gratitude and appreciation in alignment with Thanksgiving this week. So we'll first tune into that frequency of appreciation. We'll be doing this a lot for the whole show. Very powerful frequency, very high frequency. Before we go further, though, whenever we do the show, I always get into a zone and then never talk about what we do here at the school. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that are coming up on the calendar here. We've got our next open house is going to be Sunday, December 14th at the school here in San Francisco. And it will be from 1 to 5 p.m. Sylvina will be there doing a meditation, and I'll be doing meditations and an overview of the whole sound healing field. So you can make that. It will be a really nice experience besides just checking out the school. We'll also put people on sound tables as well. Again, that's Sunday, December 14th from 1 to 5 p.m. And then our next semester here in San Francisco begins Monday, January 12th. And that's the certificate program, which is three nights a week, Monday through Wednesday night, and some weekends, about one or two weekends a month for 3.5 months. And that's also the first semester of the degree program, which goes for a year and about a year and a quarter, depending on how you do it, if you do it every semester. And then we've got our online version of the classes that are happening. And the online version it's been working out really well. We've got it set up so you can see our computer monitor. You can see us. If you have a camera, we can actually see you. And we're on Skype and on a conference call so everybody can hear everybody really well. And if there's videos to play, we put them up on YouTube. And it's really effective. We do toning together. We do all different types of exercises, and it's been working out really well. Right now we've got a student from Canada, one from Atlanta, one from Los Angeles, and a few from the Bay Area here. And next semester begins Saturday, January 10th, and goes through the end of May. And it's Tuesday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., and Thursday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., that's, of course, Pacific Standard Time. We made it so people on the East Coast could still do it, which would be like 9 to 11. And then Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Pacific Standard Time. Again, that begins January 10th, and the price is now $2,000 for that. And if you pay in full by Tuesday, then you get another $200 off. So it would be $1,800. So that's the online sound healing program, all with live instructors all the time. You know, most live or online programs have a live instructor a certain amount of time, and then you go off and do your own work for a week or for a few hours. But this is always with live instructors, so it's like a real course as opposed to a correspondence course. And we also have the Sound Healing Music Production Certificate, where we teach you how to run Pro Tools and do music production based on concepts that we teach here at the school, as far as sound healing, as far as creating binaural beats, using your intention within your music. So if you've got any technical ability at all and you would like to learn how to record yourself, you know, Pro Tools is only $250. So it's not a really expensive program. You get an interface and the software and a ton of effects. And we'll teach you how to use it and use it in a way where you can do sound healing music production, also with synthesis as well. We have an online version of that program that begins Saturday, January 10th, which works out really well because I'm able to play Pro Tools through Skype so that you can see my interface, you can see my Pro Tools system on my screen. I can see your screen if I choose to. I can even control your screen, or I could have you control my screen. And and then you can have your Pro Tools program pulled up at the same time, so you're seeing my screen and your screen at the same time, so it's like a lab, and you can hear anything I'm doing when I'm mixing on Pro Tools in Skype. So it's really effective. Again, that begins January 10th online. And that's just on Tuesday evenings, actually, yeah, Tuesday evenings from, I believe it's 6 to 8 p.m. or 6 to, yeah, about 8 p.m. The Sound Healing Music Production Certificate also begins January 12th at the Institute, actually January 13th at the Institute, besides the online sound healing program. We continue to help people to help others at the school. We're all about raising consciousness and also providing therapies that are based around sound and teaching you many skills about sound healing. You can go to our website at soundhealingcenter.com to check it out, check out what we have going on. We have the schedules posted for each of the programs for the next semester as well. There's another thing you can check out as well that you haven't seen yet. We've got a video on YouTube. Actually, you can find it on our site if you go to soundhealingcenter.com and then click on it where it says Upcoming Events and go to Upcoming Events. You'll see the link to the YouTube video, and it's a video on unconditional divine love, and it shows examples or visuals of unconditional divine love, along with a song on unconditional divine love that is very inspired, and I'll be playing that song here in just a second as we get underway here. In fact, I want to play it now. The intention of the song is all about unconditional divine love, which, you know, if there's anything to appreciate, it's probably one of the most wonderful things to appreciate and that we have. I mean, to have this energy that we can basically download into our system or that we can just access anytime, which is the most incredible love ever. I mean, it's just so powerful, and it's always there. There's nothing more to appreciate more than unconditional divine love. So go ahead and play that, and we'll come back and we'll continue with our show on appreciation. for me. If you ever want to see the video, instead of going to our site, you can also go to the YouTube site and search for Unconditional Divine Love in that order. Unconditional Divine Love, and it'll be the first one that comes up. It's like a blue screen. You know, it's a song that actually I've been playing on guitar for ever since I was 16 years old. And I remember there were times when I would have anxiety attacks, and that song, if I played it on the guitar, would make the anxiety attacks go away. Some appreciation. It's interesting how powerful appreciation is. The wonderful thing about appreciation is, as Dr. Childress says from HeartMath, when you're in the grip of frustration, love can seem pretty much out of the question. Care is going to be a stretch. But appreciation is easy, even if it starts out kind of snide, like, I appreciate the fact I haven't fallen flat on my face yet. After a couple of stabs at it, you're going to stumble across one that sincerely touches you. Maybe it's your friends, your partner, your loved ones. One strong dose of appreciation can turn your perceptions around 180 degrees. There's a really good meditation from the Hathors that Tom Kenyon works with. These are, of course, the aliens on Venus that speak through Tom Kenyon. And this meditation is about appreciation of your heart. Let me take you into this space with this meditation. Focus on your physical heart. And as you focus on your physical heart, not your heart chakra, but on your physical heart, pumping blood, working so hard, pumping blood through your system, putting out the electromagnetism that's required to keep your system humming. Focus on your heart and bring up feelings of gratitude and appreciation for your heart. Put your hand on your heart and focus on it. And tune into just gratitude and appreciation for your heart. Working so hard for you. And as you connect to that feeling, let it envelop your whole body. Let it expand until it's around your whole body and through your whole aura, through all of your etheric fields. Just let it take over your whole system. Appreciation for your heart. Pumping away. Keeping you alive. Without you doing a thing. Now, if you're in a space where you can make a sound, make the sound of appreciation that you're feeling. If you can't make a sound, imagine what the sound would be in your head, and make the sound in your head of appreciation. Mm-hmm. frequency, this energy is higher consciousness. You ever want to go into higher consciousness? Just focus on something you appreciate. If you ever want to get out of lower consciousness, you're ever frustrated, angry, fearful, worried, find something that you appreciate and go into that energy. It's interesting, when you really tune into what this energy is, it's like a feedback loop of good feelings just moving through you. And it also, the thought of appreciation also connects you to something else, to another energy. When you appreciate another person, it connects you to that person. And it's just a resonance of a good feeling. Feels like an energy flowing in. It's almost like a present from someone else, from another energy. It's interesting. You know, there's nothing easier whenever you are out of sorts. One of the best things you can do, or in addition to this, is write down everything you appreciate. I mean, how often we forget to appreciate just being alive. Just being alive. Just this next breath that we don't even have to worry about. And then nature, so much in nature to appreciate. Just the air we breathe. Every blade of grass. The whole concoction that God has come up with to support us. It's another quote from HeartMath, people at HeartMath. Generally, appreciation means some blend of thankfulness, admiration, approval, and gratitude. In the financial world, something that appreciates grows in value. With the power tool of appreciation, you get the benefit of both perspectives. As you learn to be consistently thankful and approving, your life will grow in value. Appreciation is like looking through a wide-angle lens that lets you see the entire forest, not just the one tree limb you just walked upon. You know, appreciation takes you out of the ego. It takes you out of judgment. The word appreciation means to be thankful and express admiration, approval, or gratitude. And as you appreciate life, you become more valuable, both to yourself and others. It puts a smile on your face. Appreciation. Like, thank you. It's also interesting how often we say thank you, and we don't really connect to the energy. It's so common, we don't connect to the energy of it anymore. We do sometimes, somewhat. But a lot of the times you say, thank you, thank you, thank you. You don't really, it's like, thank you. It's really interesting when you say, thank you. Listen to the energy of that tone. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. God, thank you. And what you put out comes back. The more you sincerely appreciate life from the heart, the more the magnetic energy of appreciation attracts fulfilling life experiences to you, both personally and professionally. Learning how to appreciate more consistently offers many benefits and applications. Appreciation is an easy heart frequency to activate, and it can help shift your perspectives quickly. Learning how to appreciate both pleasant and even seemingly unpleasant experiences is a key to increased fulfillment. That's the most amazing tool, the most amazing thing of all to learn. Of course, I'm still learning it myself. And that is to appreciate that which gives you pain. That which makes you frustrated, that which hurts you. Of course, as we know, nothing ever hurts us. It's only our perception of being hurt. Well, I guess there are certain things. If someone, stabs you or shoots you, I guess you could say you're hurt, although your spirit is still not hurt. On your body. And to appreciate whatever comes to you as a lesson to be learned. A lesson is often how to stay in appreciation versus going to anger, which hurts your system. You know what? It's really all about just feeling good. It's the basic concept of the secret. And of Abraham, it's really just being in a good feeling. It's really basic. We just need to feel good all the time. And whatever you can do to make yourself feel good without side effects that make you feel bad, then go there. And appreciation is one of the best. It's one of the easiest. Joy. Funny, my kitty is named Joy, and she just kind of perked up when I said that. Joy is a little harder to go to. Joy is a really deep feeling. If you think of joy, what joy is about? Joy is like, it's like this prolonged feeling of happiness. It's a deep feeling of happiness. So much it just makes you smile, and you can't stop. And even when you stop, it's the feeling is still there. It's really powerful joy. I'm resonating joy now. My kitty is really happy. It's a little harder to go to, though. I mean, when you're depressed or somebody has hurt you, or you're just worried about money, or worried about paying somebody, or worried about your health, it's hard to go to joy. Appreciation is easy. You can always come up with something you appreciate. I mean, if you're hurting, there's always a part of your body that is not hurting. There's always the breath still. There's always your heart still. can always be thankful. Something. So much to be thankful for. Not to mention again, unconditional divine love. We have another example of love I want to play here. This is Pachelbel Canon. I think this is a version without Sylvina singing, but we'll see. Possibly with Sylvina singing. It's about 8 minutes long. And, you know, Pachelbel Canon, the way Pachelbel Canon works is it slowly goes from one chord to another that are very sad intervals. And it goes down like three steps as far as very sad intervals. And then goes down to a root frequency, which is like your grounding. And then comes back up to a very beautiful final beginning again. So it's like going through the darkness, the sadness, deep sadness, till you hit the root, hit the ground, and then slowly coming back up into the light. And that movement then creates, if you focus on it, it creates a deep appreciation of sadness and the return. Okay. So if you're there, Don, go ahead and play Pachelbel Canon. if you look at any situation realistically, there's as much to appreciate about it as there is to be bothered about it. Realistically, we always, not always, many people, commonly, in fact, I often don't look at the entire situation and really think of how much I can appreciate about any situation. And when you balance it out, there's as much appreciation that could be had as there is negativity. But if you take control of your own perspective, which you can do, and totally just focus on the appreciation, then not only are you happier, but your whole physical body works better because your heart works better. Your whole system flows better when you're in this vibration, when you're in any higher vibration or higher frequency. So it becomes a matter of just being aware enough to take control of your perception and focus it on appreciation. Be present enough to know when you have gone to a feeling that doesn't feel good. Real basic. Present enough to know that you've gone to a feeling that doesn't feel good. Then use the technique of appreciation to shift your energy to a place where you do feel good. That's it. That's it. Khalil Gibran says, I've learnt silence from the talkative, toleration from the intolerant, and kindness from the unkind. Yet strange, I am ungrateful to these teachers. Then Mother Teresa says, there is more hunger for love and appreciation in this world than for bread. Ooh, boy, that one goes right to the base of my spine. There's more hunger for love and appreciation in this world than for bread. That's a big one. That means that for you to give appreciation, not just feel appreciation, but to give appreciation, is such a major gift for all those people that are just dying for it. People that didn't get it in their childhood. So, your homework for this week is to really appreciate other people and let them know. And when you let them know, put it in the tone of your voice as you let them know. I really appreciate you. Funny, when I listen to my voice, it makes me wonder what I'm doing. And I say, I really, really, it's like this caring in having the pitch go up and down in my voice just right so that feeling comes across and they see that I'm really caring. Appreciation and gratitude. It's a feedback loop of good feelings. Feedback, sending out right back in, sending out men, bound in a circle through yourself, connecting you to others. I want to go back to nature, because nature is just so amazing, so easy to appreciate nature, to just step outside or just look at one plant. Just amazing how much appreciation. And the entire planet. So this one, this quote is from Louise Erdrich. In our own beginnings, we are formed out of the body's interior landscape. For a short while, our mother's bodies are the boundaries and personal geography which are all that we know of the world. Once we no longer live beneath our mother's heart, it is the earth with which we form the same dependent relationship, relying on its cycles and elements, helpless without its protective embrace. May we appreciate everything it gives us, including the breath we breathe, the air we breathe, the food we eat, water we drink. I want to play a recording now of nature sounds, of crickets actually slowed down. You might have heard this before if you listen to my programs. I play it quite often. This is the actual sound of crickets slowed down electronically. So in this recording, you'll hear there's nothing else but crickets. You'll hear actual crickets, but the angels underwater, the angel choir underwater, are actually crickets also. So if you will, Don, go ahead and start it about 2 minutes and 40 seconds in, or at least 2 minutes and 40 seconds in.
This was the wailer. Let the story fires be lighted. Let our circle be strong and full of medicine. Hear me. This is my dream song that I am singing for you. This is my power song that has taken me to the edge. This is my talking birth song for a new day. This is rock medicine, the talking tree, the singing water. Listen, I am dancing underneath you. It is a memory. It is a river.
The sounds of the crickets slowed down. Nature is doing so much to heal us. In the classes, we actually slow down all different types of bird sounds, and it's amazing what you hear when you slow these sounds down. There's this whole world of sound that nature and God has pulled together to help heal us. These crickets are simply singing a chorus for us. It's really something to really appreciate. There's even hidden parts in nature that you don't even know about. So, the trick is, may we all be in gratitude and appreciation all the time. peace as well. So take this feeling of appreciation and hold it. Everywhere you look, everything you hear for the next few hours into the evening, hold that energy. Everything you hear and see for the rest of the weekend, hold that energy into the week. See how long you can hold it through the week. And if you're really good, through the month, through the year, through lifetime. Because when we're all holding that vibration at the same time,